Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Wendell Magee. Batting second. The right fielder, Robert Fick. Batting third. The left fielder, Bobby Higginson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randall Simon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Shane Halter. Batting seventh. The DH, Jacob Cruz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Rivera. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Oscar Salazar. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Steve Sparks. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jose Valentin. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Royce Clayton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dan Wright. And now, play ball. Wendell Magee is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Magee is called out on strikes. 1 out. Robert Fick is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fick hits a pop-up towards short. Clayton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Higginson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Higginson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rivera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ordonez takes first base on ball 4. Durham moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Konerko hits a fly ball into left field. Higginson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randall Simon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Simon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Halter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos Lee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Magee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Valentin. The throw from Rivera and he is out, Halter applying the tag. Two outs. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Paquette settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jacob Cruz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Mike Rivera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Cruz steals second. Mike Rivera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Cruz scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Oscar Salazar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Salazar hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Wendell McGee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. McGee reaches second base with a double. Robert Fick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fick is 0-for-1 in the game. Fick takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Higginson is 0-for-1 in the game. Higginson is called out on strikes. One out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin throws to second for 1, and Durham throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. McGee scores. Paquette moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Randall Simon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Simon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paquette scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Tigers. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Halter is 0-for-1 in the game. Halter hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jacob Cruz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cruz strikes out. One out. Mike Rivera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Salazar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Salazar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Halter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wendell Magee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Magee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robert Fick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Higginson is 0 for 2 in the game. Higginson hits a pop-up towards short. Clayton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clayton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clayton hits a fly ball into right field. Fick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randall Simon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Simon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Simon hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Simon reaches second base with a double. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Halter is 0 for 2 in the game. Halter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simon scores. It's 6-1, Tigers. Mike Porzio now pitching. Jacob Cruz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Halter moves to third. Mike Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. Halter scores. 2 outs. It's 7-1, Tigers. Oscar Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rivera moves to second. Oscar Salazar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Wendell McGee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGee is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McGee hits a pop-up towards first. Konerko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robert Fick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higginson is 0-for-3 in the game. Higginson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Paquette is 0-for-3 in the game. Paquette hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Fick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Halter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Randall Simon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simon is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Simon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lorenzo Barcelo now pitching. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Halter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Halter hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jacob Cruz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simon moves to second. Mike Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barcelo fields it and throws to first for the out. Simon moves to third. Cruz moves to second. two outs. Oscar Salazar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Salazar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clayton takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lofton bunts towards the mound. Sparks fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Clayton moves to second. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Higginson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Tigers. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Horry now pitching. Wendell McGee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGee is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robert Fick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fick is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGee moves to third. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Higginson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Higginson hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGee tags and scores. One out. It's 8-2, Tigers. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Paquette is 0 for 4 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Paniagua now pitching. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Halter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Konerko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Konerko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Higginson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lee strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8. And Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.